Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. What's your sign? Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
You got up on the wrong side of the bed today, and it may be a good day to just rest yourself.
Taurus.
Your relationships may be in a big rut, and you're going to have to open up, and it will do wonders for you and your partner.
Gemini.
Mercury is in your third house of communication, Gemini, to help diffuse the situation that you have in your social circle.
Cancer.
Think about where you want to go in life, and then start this weekend spending some quality time with that person.
Leo.
Hey, Leos, we have to take some time this weekend and take a hard look on where all the money's going and then cut back a little bit.
Virgo.
You've been running from the past for some time now. It's going to catch up with you today. Just be aware of it.
Libra.
There could be a clash of core values to manage. Watch out for getting all twisted in something that is something that's been blown out of proportion.
Scorpio.
You may feel like all eyes are on you today with Mars in your 10th house. That means career, professional responsibility. So you're going to be almost too focused on getting things done. Hold your head up high. Move through the day with confidence. You'll get through it.
Sagittarius.
There are some aspects in your life that seem to be a bit unmanageable. You're going to have to learn to juggle everything and get more pressing matters off your plate.
Capricorn.
Tonight is the night. You go out and have fun and just have some good times because you deserve it, Capricorn.
Aquarius.
Your vision for the future is going to be a little optimistic. Go share your wishes with others.
Pisces.
There could be some events that happen today that could change your view on life. This is going to be good. Keep your mind open for that, Pisces.
There it is, Friday morning horoscopes. Check them out again online at chum1045.com on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
What's the word on weather for the weekend? Do we know if we're getting anything dramatic?
Yes, dramatic tomorrow. The drama comes tomorrow, Saturday, bringing very strong winds.
Good Lord.
Freezing rain. Local power outages are possible thanks to a combo of ice buildup and winds. All this from our friends at Your Morning. Thank you, Kelsey, for letting us know. But today's going to be nice.
Okay, that's good. We'll take it for Friday.
All is calm. All is .com on Friday here.
They're making us really work for it. That spring thing that we're looking for.
Well, it's always going to be a mixture of freezing rain, wet flurries, that kind of stuff, throughout this month, I think, at least the remainder. But that's, but I saw my sign of spring today.
Oh, what's your spring sign?
Well, it's not really lovely, but I saw on Bay Street, near a condo, making his way to wherever, a skunk.
Is that a sign of the impending warmer weather, the skunk?
Yeah.
You mean things are warming up?
Yeah.
What do they do during the winter?
Well, I'm not sure because they hang around. But as soon as this kind of weather comes in, anything that moves, it's either a raccoon or a skunk. Simone, do you know producer Simone?
I was going to say, to add to Marilyn, I've seen like 6 bunny rabbits just wandering around.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Bunny rabbits, foxes, and coyotes. I've seen Roman.
Yeah.
All of which are...
surfacing.
Yeah, they're back.
All which are more graceful than the raccoon. The raccoon's not a very graceful animal. Like, it walks with that hunch in its back. It's just like, ugh. Go get some...
It's covert.
I guess sneaky. It is covert. The walk is just very weird to me. Yeah. Like, it's like... You know what I mean?
Like, a cat has a good attitude walk.
Cat has a nice strut.
Raccoon is like... I'm ready to,
Yeah, like I'm sneaking around like, bro, you're in the middle of the street. I can see you.
And skunk is like, like tiptoeing. The tail comes after it.
Right.
Right. It's like a reverberation. And you don't want the skunk to go, what?
Yeah.
Because you don't want the repercussions of the skunk.
You don't want that.
Which I've had, and it's not fun.
Okay. All that said, perfect your walk into the office this morning. Strut your stuff through that hallway. Make like a skunk and just make it count and make sure that nobody's tailing you. Don't do the raccoon walk on your way in.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If you were at the Raptors game on Wednesday, there was some real star power in the house. Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
He went to the game versus the Indiana Pacers. He brought his son Spike. But when the announcer said, hey, Mike Myers is in the building, that he got a massive round of applause.
Aww.
The entire arena just went crazy for him. I'm going to post the video to the Chum Twitter page, but the feedback from some fans in the house was that The Raptors lost, but I saw Mike Myers. So a win is a win.
Yeah.
He also checked out a restaurant at college and Ossington, the Caledonian. If you want to go and order what he had a platter of sausage rolls, fish and chips, neats and tatties, and the pub's famous haggis. I don't know what a lot of these things are. Yeah. Not going to lie.
Scottish. Haggis is Scottish.
I've heard about haggis.
But what's needs and tatties?
I can't remember that. Let me look it up. You guys.
Okay. You look up needs and tatties.
How do you spell it?
Needs, like you need something.
Okay, needs and tatties.
And T-A-T-T-I, yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Needs and tatties.
Tatties are, wow, it looks like potatoes, guys, and you know I like that.
Okay. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Needs means turnip, and tatties are potatoes. So it's turnip and potatoes.
Tatties. Oh, okay. Like almost like a tater tot type of sounding thing. Okay.
All right. On to Alanis Morissette. So she was just announced as one of the headliners for this year's RBC Canadian Open Golf Tournament. So this is going to happen on June 10th. They have more performers, of course, but they're holding those back. They're going to be announced at a later date. And for those who want even more Alanis, there's a musical that's going to happen soon at the Mirvish Theatre in the fall. So it's based on her Jagged Little Pill album, and it's going to run from October to November.
Is that the one that was on Broadway or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that.
Uh-huh. Okay. That should be cool.
Well, it's coming to Toronto.
Yay!
That's what's trending.
Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
I remember as a kid, Dungeons & Dragons was like not the cool thing. Mm. It was like very...
Not good? It was cool.
It was very nerdy.
Uh-huh.
There was a cartoon at one point, and then there was like the actual board game, where it would have, like, you know, a booklet and you'd do cards and you'd pick a player. And
people would dress up.
Yeah, people would dress up. But, like, in the 80s, it was a game that only the super nerd, like, you have, like, levels of nerdity. It was, like...
Nerdity.
Thank you. Star Wars. And then, like, a step above Star Wars in the nerddom was Dungeons & Dragons.
You know... When did that come out? Did that come out like the 70s?
Like the 70s, yeah. And then they had all types of different iterations of it. The one I'm familiar with was the cartoon and the board game from the 80s.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The people that liked that game, which was new to me, in the 70s, late 70s, I find them odd.
Yeah, it was the people that were, because in order to play that game, you had to be super focused.
That's it. Like, I mean, that's all they could talk about. So they were like-minded people doing it. It's like, if you're not in it, then why are we talking to you?
Well, the kids from Stranger Things were very much into it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So that kind of brought it back into the forefront. And now there's a movie.
They're making it sexy.
Well, you know, you're throwing a hot dude in there, and then it's a whole different conversation. Reggae
hot
Jean,
dude, you say?
I mean, well, the hottest, I guess, right? Reggae Jean Page, formerly of Bridgerton.
Right. Chris Pine.
Chris
Hello.
Pine as well.
Hello, Chris.
There it is.
Hello.
So around 6:50, Producer Simone, is that what you think?
A watch list, so
6:10.
Oh, 6:10, even better.
So can I ask you guys, what is the object of this game?
I don't quite know.
It depends on the quest you're going on.
Well,
it's like a problem-solving game. Like you go in. You roll.
Hurt his feelings.
What would you?
Were you into Dungeons and Dragons?
I've never played it, but I know it's about completing certain quests.
Okay.
So it all depends on what quest you're gonna go.
There's a dungeon master who reads the cards and, like, you know, reads all the things, and then everyone plays according to what the dungeon master reads, and they have to go around the board and they have to get weapon. I really don't know.
So now it's coming to life in this movie.
Yep.
Now back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Marilyn, do you remember this poem? Neither snow nor rain, nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Do you remember that?
I remember that being like for mailmen.
Yeah.
Mail people.
Yeah, that is the United States Post Office motto. It's inscribed on the New York Post Office, actually the grounds or something like that. But the post office in the U.S. has gotten one-upped by the Amazon driver.
In the midst of a standoff. He's going to deliver his package. Go, Amazon. Look, he's taking a picture. It made it there.
It went viral yesterday. An Amazon driver shows up to a location for a drop-off, and there's an actual police standoff going on.
Oh, my.
Police are out there, guns drawn, getting ready to do something. It's going down. And this person actually gets out of their Amazon van, walks up to the residence, walks up to the police and just places the package, takes out their phone,
yeah,
snaps the photo, you know, to make sure
I delivered
that,
it.
To make sure that I delivered
confirmation of delivery.
Confirmation of the delivery, and just unbotheredly walks away and says, all right, I've done my job.
Okay, so what do we think of that?
This is an overworked person. This is a stressed out.
Like, does not even see or goes, I don't
care.
Doesn't
care. It's like, listen, I've seen it all. I've been chased by dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even look like he stopped to think about it. He was just on his merry way to deliver this package.
Got
to
get this done.
Yeah.
I haven't had food in how many hours? I'm wearing this stupid orange vest. Just get me this package onto the stoop and I'm out of
here. My shift is almost over.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Okay. But it makes me think about some of the dangerous situations people get into during their job. I mean, have you ever been in a... I mean, we live in our world, our radio world, very non-danger oriented. Like, there's no danger here at all.
Well...
Have you ever been in?
Yeah.
What happened?
Parking lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Many times. Yeah.
Okay. I've never had a single dangerous incident.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, especially the time that we come in.
Yeah.
That's why we've full on security now.
Right.
But yeah, that like, it's just like, you know, or hanging out. Somebody a couple of months ago was at the gate.
Yeah.
Delivering me, well-dressed guy, wanted to deliver me lunch. And they went, no.
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 No, we don't do that.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff. But no guns drawn or anything like that, you know. That's, and I think about people, especially Canada Post and Amazon UPS, you know.
The exposure to just the average person.
That's right. We've got a guy that delivers in our neighborhood on UPS. It doesn't matter what season it is. He's wearing shorts, and it's wide open those doors, and he is playing hard rock like nobody's business.
Yeah, and he's rocking.
Because
and
I think he's just getting prepped for the game. Right?
Yeah, he's keeping his head in the game for sure.
Like you say, dogs or whatever.
Dogs. Amazing. Crazy. Yeah. You know, just the more exposure you have to people and public, it's the more possibility for danger. We don't, know.
They
it's not really
like lockdown for a while. It was quiet.
Yeah, probably.
Now the people are back out.
They were the heroes during lockdown.
Yes, they were.
But let us know if your job comes with any particular danger involved. You can text us at 104536. But this Amazon driver is now viral because even nor snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom, nor police standoff.
Really? Add that to it.
The completion of their appointed rounds.
It's Marilyn Dennis and Jamar's watch list.
Hey, whoa, watch it.
I'm watching you.
Chum 104.5.
Not to get caught up on, I got to fire up that CTV app and catch up on the latest episode of True Lies. You could do the same. CTV.ca and on CTV as well.
That's a sexy show, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Ginger, who is here for the upfront. She's cool.
Yep.
What are you watching? What's on your watch list?
Well, I'm not really watching this, but I know the house will be watching.
Okay.
And that is March Madness on TSN.
Yeah, I'm out of that because Maryland got eliminated the other day.
Yeah.
So if the Terps on in, I'm gone.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, right? Once play and you lose, you're gone.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell our friend Azalea that Gonzaga is still in. It edged out UCLA last night. So it's still
Let's go Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah, from Spokane, Washington.
That was very,
still
very
in,
convincing.
Still in.
Thank
I also
you.
Want to tell you Succession final season coming up on Sunday. It is the final season. This dysfunctional family that everyone likes to watch. I talked to Nicholas Braun, who plays Cousin Greg. Is that right, Cousin Greg?
Yeah.
There's so many weird people in that show. But so fun. And that's starting on Sunday. So enjoy that. Everyone's so sad about this being the final season.
I know.
But the producer, as he told me recently, he said, that's it. And I thought, well, what about a movie maybe? Or what about whatever? Because Peaky Blinders is doing that. He didn't say no.
Okay.
He didn't say no.
I feel like that would do well still.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of...
The next generation of the biz, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And just more drama just on the big screen.
On the big screen, yeah.
And I'm excited today because Yellow Jackets is back, season two. This is a survival drama. High school girls soccer team got into a plane crash. They were stranded. The story kind of follows what they did while stranded, not things that anyone would be proud of. And then, of course, the ones who are now adults, the survivors, the tragedies, the trauma, the way it can haunt you, the PTSD, their friendships.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci, Melanie Lynskey, who is phenomenal in every role that she plays. And, yeah, you can watch it on Crave today.
Melanie, I want to watch that.
Melanie Lynskey is in The Last of Us and Yellowjackets.
Uh-huh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
How does she I would love to interview her to say, when you go home to your husband, Jason, who's in both shows, by the way, he appears. When you go home, Jason Ritter, you remember John Ritter?
Yeah.
She's married to Jason Ritter.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I wonder how you extricate yourself from those very dark roles.
Very dark and serious roles that she plays. And she's such a bubbly person. So
it's unexpected. From Three and a Half
Men. House is pink on the inside.
Right? She was the weird neighbor.
Right.
Yeah. Three and a Half Men, she was that crazy neighbor that liked Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
And now she's doing this. Anyway, good stuff to watch.
Yeah. Also, another big release in theaters, March 31st. It's happening. Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
You've received the magic talisman. Use it to get the potion. And to unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. I don't know.
Are you making this up? Because you've never played Dungeons & Dragons.
I've never played Dungeons. I've only watched people play it. But I know it involves a lot of drama.
Release the talisman. Jeez, I don't even know what that means.
And that is your watch list.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So fruit roll-ups have hit like a different level of popularity lately thanks to TikTok. So if anyone missed this trend, a woman made a video that went viral about her evening snack, which she unrolls a fruit roll-up, puts some mango sorbet in the middle of it before wrapping it back up, kind of like a wonton or a dumpling. But then the fruit roll-up freezes pretty quickly, and then it becomes crunchy when you bite it. Anyway, I did this. It was amazing. I highly recommend.
And you're alive.
And I'm alive. Like, this was a great trend to jump on. Like, okay. This was fantastic. So now TikTokers are finding new ways to eat fruit roll-ups, which include just freezing the entire box. But here's where things get wild. So Fruit Roll-Up's official page ended up putting out a video asking people to please do not eat the thin sheet of plastic that is rolled between the snack.
It was the first thing I thought. Like, once you freeze the fruit roll up in the box, the plastic is still on it.
Right. So they're saying if you want to freeze it, unroll it, take out the plastic, roll it back up, and then freeze it.
Which boob really thought they could eat the plastic?
No, I'm now removing my glasses.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I'm going like, who does that?
So a TikToker.
No way.
This all started when a TikToker went viral because she was eating the plastic or making it look like she was. So people thought that the plastic was actually edible. So see why TikTok can be dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Wow. So this landed on the desk of the people over at Fruit Roll-Ups, and they're like, listen, the plastic is not edible. Do not do this. Thank you.
The TikTok tagline should be TikTok, crowdsourcing stupidity.
I don't know. Attention to detail, none.
No. And then they also did a video debunking it, showing that if you freeze it and then try to just bite it, the plastic will stop you from biting. The plastic is not going to freeze and break off as well. So
okay.
I don't know. Some people need the visual, apparently. But speaking of interesting eats, Heinz is teaming up with Absolut Vodka to launch a real vodka sauce. So this started because Gigi Hadid has a TikTok famous spicy vodka pasta recipe. So this is a tribute to that. That is what they're saying.
Hmm.
So it's in a jar. They're saying it's for the real pasta a la vodka fanatics. Rich tomato, basil, and cheese. The sauce includes pure Absolut Vodka that evaporates once exposed to the heat, injecting an explosive taste into every bite.
Can't you get, like, a vodka pasta sauce anyway at the grocery store?
Yeah.
I feel like you can.
You can. Lydia Bastianich.
It's like a light... orange, reddish looking color. Good stuff.
But this one is Absolut.
Oh.
Okay.
And it will absolutely burn off as soon as you open up the jar. But still, will it bring a different flavor or is it just more cachet?
I think it's more just for the people who like Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And brand names.
All right.
That is what's trending.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
Well, welcome to the future, folks, at least in Chicago.
Yeah.
Marilyn just sent me an article about a new innovation that's going to get Chicagoans from downtown to the airport in 10 minutes, which as a person who just moved here from Chicago,
yeah,
will tell you it's mind-blowing.
It's There's a miracle.
It's 10 minutes just to get on the expressway.
So when my experience with Chicago is, and you know, my dear friend Jim Karras lives there, and I've been there quite often. It is like, okay, well, if you don't go to O'Hare, go to Midway. Either way, traffic is crazy to get to O'Hare. And so they've come up with an idea, United Airlines has.
It's a taxi, but not just any taxi. It's an air taxi.
It's an air taxi. It's small.
It's like a little drone.
It's cool looking. It's like George Jetson kind of looking. It's fantastic.
So this thing, it looks like a little pod with propellers on it, and it takes off vertically. Mm-hmm. So it goes up in the air, kind of like a helicopter, and then flies you to the airport. And it says it will get you from downtown to Chicago's O'Hare Airport in 10 minutes. A ride that should take you by car at least, in good traffic, 40 minutes.
And it's only $100. It is worth it.
So they're competing with Uber. And Uber Black will take you that same distance for about $140 U.S. one way. I always tell people, if you're in the Chicago area, you got to take the Blue Line, which is the subway.
Yeah.
That's the quickest way. But even that is about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. No, let me not say 30 minutes. It's 40 minutes still.
It's 40 minutes. How much is that?
That's like $225. But if you're driving, you could be in that traffic for upwards of an hour, maybe even 2 hours.
Yeah,
that bad.
I could never time it in Chicago.
It's so bad.
I knew the drivers knew what they were doing. Plus, you have to go through all the, to pay for the roads that need.
You get the little tolls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the concept is being tested right now, and they might even bring it to New York City.
That's a good idea.
Where they said it would take you from the city to Newark Airport.
Yep.
Luckily, here in Toronto, we have that Up Express train, which runs really, really nicely.
Yeah. This thing in Chicago?
Yeah.
And we already have the Up Express, as you said. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
This thing's not happening until 2025, and it's only for United Airlines passengers.
Wow.
So, way to go, Toronto.
United Airlines. Yeah. Okay. So, what do we say? Would you ride in one of these?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, to save some time. I just wonder how safe it's going to be.
Well.
They gotta convince me about the safety.
It's a one-way ticket.
Either way. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll look out for that late 24 into 25. And it is an electric vehicle, by the way.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Open your ears for a second, because we will need your opinion on this situation. It's pretty sticky. This comes in from Emma, who wrote an email. It says this: at the beginning of the year, I rented a room in my house to a guy. He seems to be an ideal roommate, and there's nothing happening between us, but I come from a very conservative family. I know that they're going to take issue with me having a male roommate. No one from my family has been to my house in a couple years, so it's conceivable to just keep this a secret, but I hate keeping things from them. There's nothing they could really do, but I don't want to disappoint them. So should I just keep it a secret or tell them and let the pieces fall where they may? Emma. That's Emma's situation. She's living with a guy who is not...
Platonic.
Yeah, it's platonic. They're not in a relationship.
Helping her with the rent.
Yeah, they're cohabitating, but she thinks her family's going to look down on it. What should she do?
Does it say how old she is?
It doesn't. I'm going to take a guess and say she's in her late 20s.
You know, you have every right to be private and not tell... You're grown up now.
Okay.
You don't need to tell your parents everything. In fact, can I just say something?
Yeah.
They don't want to know everything. They don't want
to
know.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because my mom seems like she wants to know everything.
Yeah.
But she really doesn't.
She doesn't. She only wants to know the stuff that she
really
wants
to know. I'll stick to the
plan then. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She doesn't want to know. And you know, then when you find out, then it's kind of a little bit burden. But you know, there could be all sorts of... I just know how independent I've always been. And I'm thinking, well, if they don't know, it won't hurt them.
Okay.
And I just think it's going to open up a can of worms. It's going to add more. But you're feeling guilty. Why? Maybe it's time for you to let go of that a little bit and just live your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Azalea, you ever have a male roommate before, ever?
No, I've never lived with anybody.
Could you ever?
No.
And
Eventually, when we come to your wedding.
Okay, eventually, when I get married, we'll see.
What would your dad say? Your dad, who is very, very protective and actually very involved in your life, what would he say?
You know what? My dad is so trusting of me, and he knows I make good decisions, and he knows that I'm a lot like him as well.
Yeah.
In that we don't want to live with anybody.
Oh, so, okay. So he gets it.
He gets it. He feels me.
I
don't think he would be like, oh yeah, no problem. Oh, live with a guy. Go ahead.
That would be a discussion for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It used to be when that happened, if you did live with a guy because it's a roommate kind of thing in the 70s, well, it's okay because he's gay.
Right.
Even if he wasn't. Because you just tried to get, right, you couldn't find a female roommate, so you had a male roommate. I remember
that is literally the entire premise of Three's Company.
100%.
Right, that is what Three's Company was about.
I just remember, like, you're living with a guy. Yeah. So that was the spin on why you were living with a guy. And it could have been a boyfriend or platonic. Anyway, things have changed.
But yes, they have.
Some people traditionally have not changed. They're still hooked on family dynamics that we're brought up in. So what are you going to do? What do people have to say about that?
We'd love to hear what you have to say. Yeah. What should Emma do? Emma, who is going to be living with a male roommate but has an extremely conservative family, does she let them know or does she just keep it to herself? That's a pretty big secret to keep. But let's see what you have to say about it. Text us at 104536, and we'll give some opinions next on Chum.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Chum Morning Show.
Man, you guys know, living in Toronto is not cheap. I mean, that's an understatement. So I feel for Emma, who wrote us and told us that at the beginning of the year, she rented a room in her house to a guy. And there's nothing going on between them. Completely platonic. He's just a roommate. But her family is super conservative, and she knows that they're going to judge her, maybe even be upset about the fact that she lives with a guy. Now, this is a situation that is like mirrored throughout the city. There are many,
roommates,
intersex roommate situations. I don't know what you want to call, whatever the term for it is, but
okay,
like
co-ed.
Co-ed, that's the word.
To carry the load, to carry the financial load.
Yeah, like people have no choice.
I think that if Emma is old enough to be living on her own, she's old enough to be making those type of decisions for herself.
But I don't think she's there yet. And that's the thing, because I think she's from an extremely traditional family.
Yeah.
Right.
That wants to, you know, that they don't like it.
They don't
like it. Well, then I stick to what you said earlier, which is you don't need to tell your parents everything.
Yeah,
they haven't been coming over. What are they coming over for now?
Yeah.
So they haven't come over for years. She hasn't told them, and she wants to know if she should. I actually have a different opinion on this. I think she could and should tell them.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, how they feel about that doesn't matter. So her keeping the secret actually gives them the power, lets them know that, hey, I know you don't approve, and that's why I'm keeping the secret. If she tells them and says, hey, you can fume at the ears. You can feel how you want about this, but I don't care. You're not going to pull me out of my house. You're not going to pull him out of the house. I live with this guy.
But what is the drive to tell them, though?
I guess
well, you know it's going to upset them. Like, you know, I always think about this. If the information I'm going to give somebody,
mm-hmm.
when my parents were alive, yeah, there's stuff I didn't tell them. Because is the information going to be worth them worried about?
It probably isn't. But I will say that.
I just think, why bother?
I say keeping the secret probably takes a lot of effort. I mean, just hiding your living situation from your parents is
But how much do you talk about your living situation in general?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean.
Right? Like.
Maybe obviously not a lot for her.
You know, it's funny, though. I mean this, being a parent, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just, there's stuff we don't want to know.
Yeah.
I just want to know you're okay. Your job's going okay. You're healthy. That's good. The other stuff, I got other stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're okay. But if you come from an extremely traditional household, there is that guilt factor. If you feel like you need to tell them, I don't know why. I'd like you to pull up your bootstraps and just move on.
What is the audience? What is the fam saying? The Chum family?
Oh, we're getting a lot of texts on this one. This text says, I just had this conversation with my daughter returning from college. The rules have changed now. She's grown up. She's lived independently for 2 years, and I don't want to know everything. When she moves out, I won't be paying her rent. So what she does is not really my business anymore unless it's dangerous or illegal.
Yeah.
So that's a really good point. Others are saying, you know, Emma is a grown-up. She can make her decisions, conservative or not. She can let her family know of the situation. But at the end of the day, she has to make her own decisions and what works best for her.
Mm-hmm.
I like the after-the-fact thing. When you say to your parents, oh, yeah, I lived with them for a couple. I said, you know, They mentioned something about, did you hear about Mrs. Smith's daughter and he's living with him? And he go, yeah, well, that's not a big deal. I lived with Joe for 2 years because I had to help with the rent.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
I never. But
I had no idea.
But then there was nothing left. Yeah. It's hard to keep a secret, but sometimes you have to keep something for yourself.
And what's the saying? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right. Yeah. And you don't need permission.
It works.
If you're making your own money, you're working. Like, you don't need to tell. I would hope that my child would not feel compelled to do that. It's their business.
Right.
Unless they're living with me. And then that's a difference.
Who's in that bedroom with you?
Exactly. Very different if it's under your roof.
I will tell you that when Adam came back to live with me during, you know, a couple transitions, he was paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I came, he'll love this. I hope he's not listening.
Just close the door.
Okay. And so anyway, long story short is that I came upstairs one day and I found his girlfriend in the kitchen making coffee.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, what is this all about?
In your bathroom?
And I'm in my bathroom. She's in her pajamas. Okay. Everything was nice. But I thought, what? And then he was paying rent. So the next time he moved in with me, I said, you're not paying rent. And therefore, there's no one staying in our house.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Put your foot down.
I did. And he agreed with that.
Yeah,
no, he agreed with that. But it's just like, you know, I need my privacy.
Yeah, you know, us boys, we always try to do a trial run. Never works out. I've got a similar story.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a broad spectrum of ideas around Emma's sticky situation. Emma, if you're listening, now it's on you. What are you going to do? You've heard from the audience. But keep weighing in on that. You can text us at 104-536.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If you take the TTC and you're still a little bit old school and that you prefer using tokens, well, as of tomorrow, they aren't going to be sold anywhere.
Traditionalist, not old school.
Traditionalists. I like that. So today's actually the last day that you could walk into a convenience store or a pharmacy and actually buy a token. So they're trying to get everyone to switch over to Presto, which is, you know, just the ease of the card. It's the same price as the tokens anyway, but I know that they're trying to become more modern, but I think what would be even more modern and up to the times is if they would just allow you to tap your phone or your credit card.
Yep.
A lot easier for tourists, too. We've talked about this before, but it would just be so much easier than purchasing a Presto.
Then where would Presto fall into all of that?
I mean, it could be a Presto app and just tap.
But I think what you're talking about is using, you know, like...
your credit card.
Your Apple Pay or...
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that cuts Presto out of the picture.
Right. I know. But I mean, like I said, we talked about this before, but I had to do some real research to even figure out where I even buy a Presto card from.
Yeah.
I was just like, where do you get one? I can't just jump on the streetcar.
Right.
Now I have to plan ahead of my trip.
Right.
Didn't like that. But if you're paying cash, just know that on April 3rd, fares are going up by 10 cents. So it's going to be $3.35 now. In the world of social media, if you have a blue check on Twitter, aka a legacy badge, say goodbye to it. Starting April 1st, anyone who has a legacy verified check is going to lose it unless they switch over to Twitter Blue, or if you're a business, you switch to Twitter verified organizations plans. So if you're not paying for it, basically, you're not going to keep it.
You know, at this point, you know, Elon has made such a mess of this blue check thing. I don't even care about it anymore. Literally, it means nothing to me.
Right.
I don't care. It's all foolishness. Like, it had meaning. And he's just shredded the meeting.
Absolutely, because now Meta is jumping on it, Facebook and Instagram, and they're saying that anybody could buy a blue check mark soon, and probably within this year. So if you are verified on Instagram, that's just to showcase that you are who you say you are, because you're probably a public figure of some sort, and people are trying to act as if they're you on social media, and you need to prove that this is actually your account. Nice. But now... they're going to let anybody purchase a blue check mark. So it's kind of like, what's the point? There's no way to differentiate now between the people who need it versus the people who just want it for clout.
Crazy.
So blue checks, I don't know. I don't know where we're going with social media anymore, but those are pretty much out the window.
Am I more concerned about that or AI? I'm not sure. We're
yeah, I'm on to AI. I don't care about the blue check
anymore.
Like, I'm trying to figure out ChatGPT. Blue check, you can keep it. Whatever.
Right. So that is what's trending.
Thank you.
Okay. Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Bieber is sorry, and I'm sure Hailey Bieber is now sorry that any of this even started, for whatever reason it started. Let's talk about what's going on with the statement Selena Gomez has released about Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for almost a month now, probably longer than a month. This drama with Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber and the Jenner sisters. So Hailey looks like she reached out to Selena Gomez, and Selena Gomez posted this post on her Instagram stories about half an hour ago, saying Hailey Bieber reached out to me and let me know that she has been receiving death threats and such hateful negativity. This isn't what I stand for. No one should have to experience hate or bullying. I've always advocated for kindness and really want this all to stop. And she put a heart emoji. So now, this probably has taken a turn for the worst, and I don't think it's let up at all on Hailey Bieber.
The average person listening to this and going, wait, why are Selena Gomez fans sending Hailey Bieber death threats? Yeah.
Okay, so it all began when Selena Gomez posted some photos of herself on vacation, and she was in a bikini, and she was getting some negative comments on her Instagram posts. Then Hailey Bieber and the Jenner sisters ended up posting a TikTok to a popular audio sound. And the audio sound said, I'm not saying she deserved it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right. So a lot of TikToker fans of Selena Gomez, they commented on that, thinking that that was
directed
to Selena Gomez.
What was it directed to?
I think they said it was just a fun audio sound that they wanted to use. I mean, that's what TikTok is. Like, you just take audio sounds and then you make a video towards it.
Right.
But it was just very coincidental timing, I guess. And then it continued on. Selena Gomez said that she got her eyebrows done. She did them microbladed or something.
Yes, yeah.
And they looked a little bit crazy the first couple days. So she posted it, being transparent with her fans. Mm-hmm. And then Kylie Jenner and Hailey Bieber ended up posting videos or photos of their eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Which, again, had people talking, and Selena had commented on it, too, because TikTokers were putting together videos saying that, oh, look at them bullying Selena.
And if you need extra context, of course, Selena Gomez used to date Justin Bieber. Hailey Bieber's now his husband, you know, wife, excuse me.
Right,
yeah,
married.
So the fans are thinking there's a competition between the two of these.
Well, they think that they are bullying Selena Gomez, is what they think.
And the
Jenners and Baldwin are not.
They're saying they're not.
So they see...
Right.
So the thing is, you know, they see something, they see a trend, and the Jenners and Hailey are doing maybe an answer to that.
Right.
But the people just, you know, the followers of Selena, just so I'm understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This is a dinner table conversation, and you're explaining it to Nana.
Well, how do you understand it?
So, and then the fact is that the people are reading into it that really love Selena, and she's saying, can you guys please stop?
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Can you please stop with this?
You can speak to this. When you are a public figure, especially on a platform like a Bieber or a Selena, everything you say and do gets read into the context, the timing, what's going on in the world when you said X, Y, and Z.
The thing is that Selena fans are going hard because they are putting together compilation videos showing Selena doing something first and then showing something that Hailey Bieber did that is very, very close or almost identical to what Selena did.
Are they not friends though at all? Are they not friends?
I think they're cordial.
They're cordial. Okay.
It'd be a rough friend for sure. You know?
Here we go.
The answer is, Marilyn, no one should be giving anyone death threats on social media. No matter what, no matter who you're standing for on either side. Like, it's just ridiculous.
And you don't know these people.
They don't know you. They don't care about you. You don't know them. Stop.
All right. If anybody has an idea how to end this, we can send the information to...
I have the idea. I have the answer.
What's the answer?
Delete your Instagram account.
Yeah.
Get off
the app. Or I say, I know, that's what I was going, can we stop talking about that?
Here's what I want to say.
All of you get on the same platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Together. Uh-huh. Not divided screens. And say, knock it off. Okay? Because you still want to continue with your Instagram. That's what I say.
That'd be one hell of a post.
Wouldn't it be great?
Imagine
it would blow
Justin,
up everything.
Selena,
yeah.
Hailey,
yeah.
Kylie,
yeah.
Kendall,
yeah.
all in one close?
I can produce it. Yeah. It's her. It's like, is it
We
Selena,
are the world. This has been done already. This has been done. We are the children. Right.
Selena close up on the couch. Expand it to Baldwin. Explain to Jenner's. There you have it.
Okay.
Winner.
Not happening.
Well, now that Selena put out a post, let's see what everyone says. And I posted the post to the Chum 104.5 Instagram and social pages if you want to check it out.
I don't know women like this at all. Anyway, thank you for explaining.
All right.
It's crazy times.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, if you heard just before that song, we're asking, when do you think YNR first aired? Michelle actually just called, and she guessed 50 years, and she is correct.
Really?
1973. March 26, 1973, to be exact. So Sunday, this Sunday coming, it's going to make it 50 years. And it has been the number one daytime drama soap opera for 35 consecutive years.
Oh my gosh.
So if you do watch, they're going to celebrate in the show. So today's episode is going to feature a masquerade ball storyline. It's going to continue into next week.
I love a good old masquerade thing.
Right?
Because some other people from the past will be revealed.
Exactly that. So there's going to be surprise visits from fan favorites. There's going to be secrets revealed, forever changing the lives for the people in the show.
Oh, my. Some people moved
Very dramatic.
Maybe some people moved on to do major movies are going to come back. You know, Eva Longoria was on YNR.
Yeah, and I mean, I was reading about all the celebrities who kind of started their career on the show, and I was surprised by a lot of them. We have Vivica A. Fox.
Okay.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff.
Oh, wow.
Adam Brody, Tom Selleck, Penn Badgley, Shamar Moore, obviously. We know Shamar Moore.
Yeah.
Justin Hartley, the late Paul Walker.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
A lot of people came through those doors.
Yeah, very cool.
Song reminds me of smell of my babysitter's cigarettes.
Oh my gosh. Who babysat you? Yeah.
For anybody that started.
It was the 80s.
Oh, my God. Jess Walton is a Canadian actress that's on that. She plays Jill Abbott, just so you know that. Why I know that is beyond me.
But some of the accolades of the show throughout the last 50 years. First daytime drama with a character who had a mastectomy. It was the first soap opera to broadcast in HD. And it was also, most importantly, I would say, it welcomed leading black actors in the 1980s before a lot of other soaps. Hmm. And this, YNR is my dad's favorite show. Yeah. He watches it every single day. He PVRs it.
You can
so he
still,
can watch it when
you
he
can
gets
still,
home.
You can still retract that statement if you like.
His whole day is thrown.
Okay, you win.
If it didn't record.
You doubled down.
He's like, shout I out need to watch Hart. YNR. Watching my soaps.
You know, and your dad, I'm sure, loves, as we all do, Victor Newman, who's been a guest on this show a couple of times. He's pretty amazing. 81 years old now. Mm. Still playing the CEO of the...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, they're the original Succession.
Right.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Oh, that's...
I don't even watch the show and I know who Victor Newman is.
That's the point. Yeah, it's amazing.
I was more of a Passions girl back in the day.
Passions?
Remember?
And like, you
that
know,
was the one with...
Passions don't last.
Passions went a little crazy towards the end.
Yeah, I remember the title.
With Timmy
and
the witch, Tabitha, I think.
Yes, the witch.
Was.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. That is what's trending. YNR 50 years this Sunday.
That iconic logo, right? Yeah. You know, the scribbles.
YNR?
Yeah, on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Is that what happened
script writing.
Yeah.
Scribbles.
Though, I called it scribbles.
The script, okay.
I was not very YNR savvy, as you can see. Right. But that is a classic soap, for sure.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Time is flying.
Yeah, it's Friday already.
Friday, it's the end of March, almost, March 24th.
Uh-huh.
Today marks the 25th anniversary of Celine Dion's performance of My Heart Will Go On.
What a great song.
Flying.
Huge song. Massive song.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, time is flying.
25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, today's also National Cocktail Day, so you have no plans today.
On a Friday?
Okay.
You're coincidence?
National Cocktail Day, yeah.
Okay, so this one, Azalea Hart, makes me, when ordering a cocktail, the more colorful and flowers...
You know, you have to appeal to all of your senses when ordering a cocktail.
Okay.
It's got to look nice. It's got to smell nice. Okay. It's got to taste good.
Okay.
And it's good for the gram.
It's good for the gram.
Yeah, yeah, but she got me into that a little bit.
Good. I like that. Yeah. I love that for you.
So what's the cocktail du jour, Jamar?
I'm a big mojito fan.
Yeah.
Love a mojito. Like, it's got to be the nice balance of the mint, some lime. Got to have enough simple syrup in there because you want the sweet, but you also want the sour from the fresh lime. All those flavors, get it all muddled. Boom. It's hard to find a good mojito, though. Some people overdo one of the ingredients.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Are you specific when you're at the bar and tell them, this is how I would like?
Well, I'll tell you what. I do it a little differently. Some people do it with white rum.
Yeah.
I tell them, hey, throw a little dark rum in my mojito. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And then it surprisingly tastes really, really good. So that's my...
What a rebel.
Yeah. Yeah. Living on the edge, right?
Sure, bartenders appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
I'm a margarita girl.
Yeah.
Give me a margarita.
Okay.
All right. Well, happy whatever cocktail you're going to have today. Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And enjoy some more music. The iHeartRadio app gets you sorted once you leave your car.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.